Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Young Main, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Get a blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
Why I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Main, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me busting. Now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me busting. Now I'm shining. I'm flooding like it's nuts.
Why I run. Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. I thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Main's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, that's so hard, push homie. Back then I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Main can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept me hustling, now I'm shining, running like it's nuts.
Why I run. I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
No doubt already. Welcome to Global 14 The Cut. Goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Our host, Onyx, on the line with you. And I actually do have the homie, Golden Lee from Milana as well. And what's up, Golden?
What's going on? What's going on? Wednesday night. Man, pardon me. You got to pardon me. Well, you don't have to pardon
Look,
me because you
just,
know what I've been dealing with every Wednesday.
Yeah.
A few Wednesdays now, you know what I'm saying? We personal, not just co-hosts, but we personal friends. So, oh, know what I be dealing with when I'm not on the show. So, I appreciate her holding it down for me whenever I'm not on there. But it's just early stuff that we got to do in the new year, taking care of some, you know, early situations, some early business, so we can flourish and keep prospering. But again, I just wanted to say I appreciate it, you know, holding it down when I'm not here, man. You know it means a lot to me. But you know the goals. You know what we strive for.
Yeah, no, excellence is definitely in the works, so it's all good, and I thank you. It's good to have you back. It's always great. Anytime we take a break,
appreciate
you can come
it.
Back regardless. So, look, you guys, every Wednesday night we're here at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, via JermaineDePriestGlobal14.com. So, definitely check out the website. It's been popping lately, and I have to say it's probably due to Jermaine's rap game series competition that's on Lifetime TV also. Every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And the Global 14 logo's everywhere. So, ain't no, when I log in, I've got a million friend requests. And not a million, but I've got a lot of friend requests. And the Pump It and Dump It group is popping as well. So, you guys can sign up to global14.com and just kind of see what's going on. And you can find us on there at Onyx 254 and the Golden Fleece. But yeah, so tonight is actually, we're going to just be myself and you because it's Big Cap's funeral out there in New York.
Rest in peace to the homie Big Cap, man. You know, New York legend, NY legend, man. You know, it's kind of crazy, man. It's a lot of people falling off and falling off for good. You know what I'm saying? Passing away and. You know, it's just a weird time where I think that a lot of, you know, especially when you're getting older, if we got any people out there listening to us right now, and, you know, you're getting older, up in age, man, you know, health is huge. I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't actually read how Big Cap passed, you know what I mean? But someone told me it was a health issue, but I'm not sure. I didn't read it for myself. That's just what I was told. But, you know, in the same vein, again, we got to start really taking care of ourselves out here because our lifestyle, especially when we're in the entertainment business, we move around like crazy. There's nights over the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks that I'd have been up till 6 and having to wake right back up at 8, you know what I mean?
Right.
Eating crazy hours, all types of shit. So, you know, we got to find a way to kind of balance that stuff and keep ourselves healthy out here because it's no joke. Sometimes our lifestyle can get the best of us, you know?
No, definitely. I have to send our condolences and, you know, just the utmost respect to Big Cap and loved ones and family, wife, everybody. Our guest tonight, the manager, she actually had to attend a funeral, so we just kind of worked around and set another date because it's important to be able to pay your respects in the way that you feel like you need to. So, but again, and then the very next day, not to just be in a somber hour, but the very next day, then Maurice White, of course, legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire, passes away. So it's kind of like, wow, you know. So like you said, it's starting to be a season again of when it's just like, wow, every other day or every week. And I know this happens often, but when it's back to back like that, then that it's cold, and then, you know, so it's just been quite a bit. So, you know, like you said, the health is number
rest
one.
Rest in peace to Maurice White, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire, of course. If you hip-hop fan, R&B fan, who cares? You know, maybe you're too young, but Earth, Wind, and Fire has been sampled numerous times. One of the baddest bands you'll ever, ever hear in your life. From guitars, drums, rhythmic section, singing. I mean, it don't get no better than Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Maurice White, the legendary Maurice White, led that band. And man, you know, that was definitely a devastating blow as well. You know what I mean? And,
rest in peace
to that brother and condolences to his family, the band. And if I'm not mistaken, Vern, what's his name? The guy on the guitar with the long hair, that's his brother, if I'm not mistaken. Those two are brothers. I wanna, why do I want to say Bernice?
It was definitely his brother that came through and gave the, I think it was a statement regarding, thank you for your prayers.
Yeah.
This is what happened. He's been battling illness for quite some time, and thank you for, you know, just basically thank you for respecting this time that we had to process everything that we need to in the way that we need to, in the way that we know how. Anyway, you know, that just had to definitely make sure we say that, made mention of it, but gotta mention that again. Another thing that took place, Super Bowl. So shout out to all Look, that was my first full game that I watched, but as soon as because Beyonce. So after the halftime show, I watched it because I liked the game, but after the halftime show, I was just kind of like, okay, I'm over this game. And then I was over the game, period, because I just wasn't happy with the way that it was going. It wasn't exciting for me. I felt like it was predictable. I knew what was going to happen. And then in the end, it did happen where I thought it was going to happen. So, you know, Super Bowl was Super Bowl. But I will mention this, and I'm going to let you talk on the football aspect of it. Like, for real, not let you talk, but I want you to talk on that for everybody that's listening. But I wanted to say salute to Beyonce for the Black Panther tribute, so to speak.
Yes.
The women came out in the all black. And, you know, my grandmother's a Black Panther. She was a Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
And so seeing that was dope. Everybody coming out with the berets, the afros. She had the Michael Jackson jacket. I mean, and then Beyonce is my number one. So, along with Brandy. But anyway, I respect her doing that record, putting it out there, and using that platform to do something a little different, other than just be about B. You know, which she could have very well did, and we would have been fine with. But I appreciate what she brought to the table that night for Super Bowl.
It was
so
huge. It was huge.
Yeah.
I don't think that a lot of people really realize how she did it, what she did,
right.
But the people that she meant to see it and feel
it
did,
yeah.
And even the people that she wanted to see it and feel it because she was speaking directly to them, they saw it. So much so that there will be a protest going on in front of the NFL headquarters tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of white women have taken offense.
Mm-hmm.
To what Beyonce
mm-hmm.
did, and they will be protesting outside of the NFL headquarters in New York City. It's planned for sometime tomorrow, and apparently Beyonce ruffled a lot of feathers. Now, you know, I'll say this. Our country right now is in a very sensitive state, sensitive to the point where the presidential election is very divisive.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter movement is all over each news, good and bad, because of what they're putting out there. Of course, police still murdering people. You got the O.J. Simpson joint running right now, which is, let me give a shout out. I've watched two episodes of that, and it's good. That joint right now at this time, even that, it's a bunch of shit going on right now. But all I could tell my people that's listening right now, keep your head on a swivel, you know, check
mm-hmm.
your surroundings at all times,
mm-hmm.
and don't
mm-hmm.
think this shit is a joke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some people that like that young man that ran up in that church and shot all those black people, or the young
right.
man in the Bronx that shot the cops, you know. It's back and forth, and what is I see is happening is it might get worse before it get better. So everybody,
yeah.
just, you know what I'm saying, know that it's not a joke right now. When Beyonce got up there and did what she did, she knew what was going to happen, but she
exactly.
she want to bring awareness regardless. The whole Oscars thing with no black people nominated, Chris Rock hosting. It's going to be a whole thing about that. It's a lot of shit that's happening, and I just want my people, hey, look out, stay on your squares, keep your head on a swivel, and don't think it's
yeah.
a joke out here, because it's going to get worse before it get better.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's, I'm glad that, like you said, that she mentioned it and did it in a way in which it was going to be effective in the manner that it was and is. It's very important, and it's well overdue. And not that she hasn't been doing her just part, you know, as in everybody else in their own way, but I love the platform that she chose to go ahead and say, all right, that's what's up, I'm going to perform, this is what I'm doing. And then it was a hot track as well. And then, of course, she has a video out for Nation, so everybody check that out. And then, hello, dropped a world tour on them. So, you know I'm going. It's one in Los Angeles,
no doubt.
It's one in Houston. So I'm definitely going. Money is not an option. I'm definitely, it's not even about the money. I don't care. I'm going to go to this concert. That just is what it is. So shout out to Beyonce, of course, and she's the best. She's Queen B. And so then,
yeah, man,
it took
some real nuts to do that, and you know,
yes,
she knew
did.
The backlash
was
she
there.
Was gonna get. It's
no,
on now.
It's on.
It's definitely on now.
No doubt, and it was very serious. It was prolific, and it needed to happen. Period. So yeah, shout out to Beyonce for that. So then also, so what about this game though? And then like I said, shout out to Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars was getting like his MC Hammer on real quick, and not just the dance, but the whole swag or style, I should say, because swag is played out, right? And then Coldplay was kind of dope too in what they do. They're always jamming on the sneak. So it was, I didn't particularly like the order in which it all went down, but it's not up to me, so I'm cool with that. But yeah, just definitely we had to mention that Beyonce. Yeah, but what's up with the game? Because you're the football quote unquote expert, so what's up?
I mean, all right, first of all, you know I'm a Ravens fan, so Ravens
yeah.
wasn't in the Super Bowl. The next best thing, I wanted Carolina to beat Denver. I'll say this. The game itself, to me, was an amazing defensive game. Both teams'
mm-hmm.
defenses were playing lights out. Cam just didn't do enough. He had a bunch of chances. He just couldn't seem to get right in that game because they were swarming his ass. I mean, they were on
mm-hmm.
him from beginning to end. Beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to see him win it because he had a great season, and to end it off with a Super Bowl would have been amazing. But I will say this. I'm not mad that Peyton Manning got his last ring because I think he's going to retire. Peyton Manning has always been a great guy. And if you follow football, whether you're black, white, dude's a stand-up dude, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If some of the listeners don't know, one of his teammates' mother just did 15 years. She never got to see
yeah.
her son play football, and finally she just got out, and she was able to attend the Super Bowl in the game. Before
mm-hmm.
that, Peyton Manning gave Demaryius Thomas the game ball to give his mom, you know what I'm saying, because she had been incarcerated for her son's whole football career. You know, her and her mother, his grandmother, got caught selling crack back where they lived. And instead of her telling on her grandmother to get 4 years, she took the whole ride. Well, her mother, his grandmother. So she didn't tell on
mm-hmm.
her mom. And she took the whole ride. But, you know, Peyton Manning showed love to that man's family. He showed love to a lot of brothers. Which is why a lot of brothers love him and fuck with him, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Always been a stand-up dude. So I'm not mad that dude rode off into the sunset with a championship. He also stuck up for Cam when people was bashing
mm-hmm.
Cam about what happened
mm-hmm.
after the Super Bowl, not wanting to talk to
mm-hmm.
people and stuff like that. He said, listen, he
mm-hmm.
came up to me. He was so humble. He was so gracious, you know, and stood up for him. So I ain't never mad at Peyton Manning winning something. Always been a good
right.
dude, student of Tony Dungy, you know what I'm saying? The dude's a good dude, so he won. That's cool. I would have loved Carolina to win, It would have been huge for Cam. It would have been huge for you know, black quarterbacks, brothers, in general. But again, in that game, you win and you lose, and they couldn't score. They couldn't score more than Denver did, so they lost. And that's it, man. Another Super Bowl in the books. You know what I'm saying? And everybody got to work hard to try to get back to that point. We'll see what happens next
year. Right. And so, and no, that was very well said. And I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because about what he said about Cam Newton and all of that. You know, let people do what they need to do in their time. You know what I mean? They don't have to do it on your terms and talk about it and be all about it. I don't be feeling that pressuring people to say something. You know what I mean? I'm just not a fan of that. So if that man want to have a moment to himself after losing the Super Bowl, then that's very well understood. So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, so, that, I mean, that loss had to be devastating. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely
warranted. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody not gonna want to talk, not gonna want to talk, it's damn sure gonna be after something like that.
Exactly. Because I don't never want to talk anyway on a regular day. So let alone losing, you know, some of that magnitude. But anyway, and that's because I don't be wanting to be bothered. But yeah. So, what's next? So, look, my brother actually brought this to my attention, and I totally missed it because of my crazy schedule. But DMX, did you hear about what happened with DMX?
Yeah.
He was found unresponsive, but they was able to bring him back. Yo, that's crazy.
He's looking bad right now. He's looking real bad.
We talked about him. Do you remember we had a conversation about DMX out here? Kind of looking crazy for a while because he's one of my favorites, always has been, you know, just from growing up, and it's just sad to see him in the state. And then at that one point when we last talked about him, it looked like he was on the track, on a better track per se. So I'm not sure, you know, I'm not really sure what took place. It's unfortunate to hear. Did you get any more information, or that was pretty much it?
Well, it was pretty much they said that he was, you know, lack of sleep, I guess. He'd been up and, you know, but, you know, anybody that knows DMX, has followed DMX for his career, has seen DMX in person, they know DMX looking crazy right now. He looked like he on that shit. You know what I'm saying? There was a recent video of him arguing with some bum in the street about $5, you know, because he was trying to give the bum some money. And you, if you watch that video, you could clearly see DMX does not look good. He don't look like he in his right mind.
Right.
And, you know, that's addiction, man. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I mean, if this is him not on drugs, well, then shit, he looking crazy out here. Cause you know. It definitely looks like he's on it. But hopefully the brother can find, you know, some type of strength in him to get off that shit, man. Because, I mean, DMX is still sought after to make money. I mean, he was just on a television show, Fresh Off the Boat, the other day, playing a funny-ass part. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he could clean himself up, get back healthy, drink some water, get his skin back, get whatever he need to get back, they'll still want to fuck with DMX, and they still going to pay DMX. But it looked like it's going the other way for DMX right now. It looked like it's going the other way for him right now. And hopefully it don't go too far.
Yeah. No, it looked bad. And he hadn't been the best in these past couple years. I mean, for a while now. So it's just like, okay, it's just continuous downward spiral. So hopefully there is a light at that end of that tunnel before it's too late. You know what I mean? I hate to see it. And I think everybody would agree, you know, especially as DMX fans. So that was that. Last week I mentioned that there were two reality TV shows that come out, but you know I don't watch them, so I couldn't really speak on them or speak to them. However, I did make the mention of the Jocelyn and CBJ coming out, and then I think K. Michelle finally premiered her spinoff joint. So I guess congrats are in order for those two shows, for those individuals.
Yeah, I mean, one thing I could say about these reality shows is they're bringing a lot of people back to life.
Yeah.
I mean, they bringing a lot of cats back to life. I mean, people even booking Lil Fizz again. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, these TV shows is giving some resuscitation to artists that, you know, not yet done. You know what I mean? They need another chance. So I'm not mad at it, man. I mean, right now, it's the culture, you know, it's moving fast, man. Everybody's going to do what they got to do to make a dollar, especially in our urban industry, because, you know, the money that's floating around is not that excessive, at least compared to what's really floating around, you know. Look, I still have to talk to you about my L.A. trip, but when I was in L.A., I was staying in Beverly Hills, and I was staying in a Jewish neighborhood in Beverly Hills. And when I tell you these people move different, I mean these people move fucking different. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, on the corner where I was staying was a school for Jewish kids. And there was armed guards at each door. Like, they basically say, you ain't coming in here fucking with our kids. You know what I'm saying? They're protecting their shit for real. Like, and I mean, every door at that school had at least one or two guards guarding outside the whole day.
That's what's up. I rock with that.
So these Jewish cats are like, listen, the children are our future. You're not coming up in here. You're not doing
shit up in here.
You got the kosher restaurants around there that you can't even eat certain shit up in there. They not serving you that bullshit. They cutting their shit a certain way. It's a whole different ball game when it, and they sharing their money with themselves, and
with
they getting a lot of it. They getting a lot of it. It was crazy. I was telling my man, we was walking them blocks, like every day I was out there, we was walking, I was just like, yo, these cats really not bullshitting when it comes to getting this money and doing what they're supposed
to
do. So their money is on some TV production owning the studio type shit. Right now, what black people got to do is get on the reality shows. You know, fuck with Tyler Perry and what he's doing, which is great because he owns his own studio too. But we need more.
Yeah.
We need more.
Yeah,
we need more Tyler Perrys, period. There was like probably 80 of them niggas in that neighborhood I was in.
Well, you know what, too?
Crazy
the
money.
The first guy that I worked for with the hotel industry, he was Jewish, and he owned a couple of hotels. He was the owner of all of them, and they were doing very well. So, I mean, I kind of learned then kind of what they were on and the mindset, and I was with that. He did not play, and he penny pinched as well. So he was not.
Oh, yeah,
now
nah, check this out. They're going to teach you. They will teach you lessons. They fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? We went through a struggle just like they went through a struggle. They fuck with us. They're not trying to not, you know, they will show you
not
the way.
You
know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Most definitely. Well, yeah, we could just top it up about the Cali trip. I got to make a trip out there myself coming up soon. Let me see what else. I talked about South by Southwest the past couple of weeks, but just to kind of bring that to light again, you guys know that is taking place. So I talked about please don't spend $1,000 for 8 minutes. Make sure you assess the value in the packages that you're being offered and do your research, plain and simple. But that does take place. The music portion does. The week of, is it March 17th? Yeah, March 17th, I believe. March 19th, that whole weekend in Austin, Texas. And then you have this week coming up is the Magic Convention, which is the fashion industry. And that is coming up this next week. Of course, this weekend is the All-Star, NBA All-Star Weekend, taking place in Toronto, Canada. So excited. Can't wait to watch that. And, I mean, you know, this is the time of year where everything is just back-to-back, either on TV or something you got to fly out.
So much shit.
So we're trying to get ridiculous. Yeah. And it's annoying, too, because you're kind of like, okay, I got to get on the plane. I remember not being home for months just because every week or weekend it was time to fly and go somewhere else. So, I mean, it ain't cheap either to do all that. But make sure you, you know, take the time aside to sit down, look at your budget, look at your goals, look at what you want to accomplish this year. Reach out to us for assistance. We do consultations and other services that we provide. But, you know, not only that, like I said, just take your time, do the research, look at your budget, see what's up, and make it count this year. You know, let's not just spend, spend, spend to be spending and saying we're doing something just so we can take a picture and put it on IG. CIAA is coming up as well in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, again,
yep,
lots of
Charlotte
opportunities. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Literally every weekend, if not every other weekend, it's something going on, some type of holiday or just an event. But with the music industry, it's thriving right now. So you have a chance to head down and make some impact where they count most. But just be smart about these moves right here. So let us know if you need our guidance. We're here to help. We really are.
Yeah, man, hit us up. We definitely know because we done been to them all. Today. So
yeah.
We know what's
we
going
know.
On, where it's going on, what you're going to waste your
Who
time
there?
At, where you're not going to waste
exactly.
your time. Who's there?
Exactly.
I'm, you know, like, trust me, man. You might be like, yo, what they know? And you'd be surprised.
Yes, you would.
You'd be surprised.
Yes, you would.
You'd
and
be surprised who we know and what we
who
know.
Who we know and how and what we know. Right. Good and bad. Mm-hmm. Right. Good, bad, and ugly. And I will say this also, you guys, for if you're going to be in Texas and you can't quite make it to Austin, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You, there is something going on in San Antonio. There's something going on in Dallas. So it's not just Austin. There's a couple of people doing a few spinoff things because they know people in Texas, period. So you have a chance to, you know, get something done while you're moving around that weekend. There is a what else could we revisit? I hadn't been keeping up with the I was so confused. I just found out what happened with the Kanye West and Weird thing, so I'm glad that's, I guess, over with for now.
Yeah, that's done.
But
that's
was
over
last.
With.
Okay.
That's over with. Yeah.
So, what else happened? Future dropped another mix, or dropping an album. Rihanna went, platinum or something like that in a day or 2 days. Or what did she go? Yeah, she went multi-platinum in like 48 hours. That's Rihanna. She does that. What else happened this week? This time,
Future's actually getting sued by Ciara for $15 million.
Well, look at there. Now you can't say you didn't see that coming, right?
Suing them for defamation, and
right.
slander.
Right. And we can. It clearly there's a case, right? You see it all over their social media site.
Well, she might not be able to really do what she thought she can because she also has songs mentioning him. So, you know, they're going to go into her archives as well and see what type of slander she's... Well, yeah, she has a song, I think, I forgot the name of it, I think it's called I Bet. And Future basically saying, listen, if she sues me, what about what she said about me on that song? You know what I'm saying? And she's serious about it. She's really filed a lawsuit for $15 million. And, you know, let me tell you, folks, just, I know y'all want to fuck raw and do all that shit and have babies with people that y'all ain't going to be with. But you know what? When
it's
y'all
wild,
start
girl.
Acting childish and crazy, there's still the kid who's the real child. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He's just in the middle of this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
This shit is whack, yo. It's so whack.
Nah,
like,
it's horrible.
Yeah, I got to stop that shit. If y'all don't do all that shit, man, just don't be having seeds with people that you can't even get along with. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting childish for... I'm disappointed to hear, like, he said, well, nah, she's saying, because I know that Future is blatantly going online, and she won't let me see the kids, and then, like, the whole, I seen under one of Sierra's posts, where the whole, when he dropped the purple, what was it called? The Purple Rain mixtape.
Purple Rain.
Everybody was coming under there putting the umbrellas and the purple and the rain, and because you know it's in purple, like they the whole future. I don't know what he calls his little army or whatever, but you know everybody got like an army, Beehive or Rihanna Navy or whatever. So whatever his little quote or what, you know, I hate to say quote, but whatever it is, they came through heavy, like on all her posts. Her regular posts, the ones with her and the baby, the one with her and Russell. I mean, just putting all the purple rings, symbols and whatnot. I'm like, dang, just anything. And they arguing fans back and forth under her little post, you know, about her walking the baby that day, just something simple. And so, and then him putting actually, you know, calling her the B word and just doing all that. She wanted to see the kids. Just, that's just too much for social media. But with the music, that's always been there. Like, people been beefing through the music. So I'm kind of like, how is mm-hmm. that going to work? You know, with them trying to sue each other over songs, that's kind of childish. But you can put whatever you want to put in your music and have an emotion about, you know, you can share those feelings. But when you put it out there for real, like verbatim, then I think that's when you may have, you know, a little case or two or whatever. But I don't know. I really ain't going to be diving into it right now.
Yeah, these folks need to chill with that shit. That little kid, is going
to
grow up and just, you know, be like, yo, what was y'all dealing with?
Right. It looks whack, yo. It looks really whack. So, look, let's talk about this. We told the mention in the rap game earlier in the show. So, we got 2 episodes left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to predict who I think is going to win, but I know that I'm automatically Team Lyric just because she's from Texas. So I find myself
right.
talking with Lyric strong just because of the Texas culture thing. But I like them all for different little reasons. So I'm excited to kind of see
who
walks away with what.
I like Miss Mulatto.
Mulatto, cool. Yes. Mulatto is
like
cool.
Her.
She, but for me, Mulatto, I know that she'll do her thing regardless. Not to say nobody else will, but I know that she's been doing her thing from what we can see. And I feel like she's going to do whatever she needs to do regardless. And to me, they all kind of won in a way. Because now they got an even larger fan base and platform than they did before. So I'm just excited for all of them. It's a great opportunity. And I think they did a very good job with it being appropriate and still real at the same time, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem as scripted
mm-hmm.
As your other shows for whatever reason. So I'm proud. I'm happy for everybody that's a part of that. So shout out to you.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Awesome show. You know, it's kids involved, being able to, all of them are going to win after the show's over.
Yes.
They're going to
mm-hmm.
get money for their families, for themselves mm-hmm. to put up. When they get 18, you know what I'm saying? So it's a win-win situation for all the kids involved.
Yeah.
JD
yeah.
gets to do what he's done best for his whole career, which is bring people from the ground up
mm-hmm.
and produce hit records and make superstars, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And also shows, you know, a little bit of the process for a lot of these kids. I think a lot of these kids, you know, the ones that aren't on the show that's just out here trying to rap and sing, I think they're learning a lot from looking at this show. Learning, you know, when the kids don't pay attention, how to get reprimanded,
mm-hmm.
learning how
mm-hmm.
you can't cheat, somebody's going to figure
mm-hmm.
you out, you know what I mean? So there's
mm-hmm.
a lot of good lessons that I think these kids are learning from that show, which I think is
yeah.
really dope because
yeah.
so often you got parents and, you know, managers of these little kids, they crazier than anything. You know, they got the kids
yeah.
thinking that they the best and they don't have to do
yeah.
shit. The kid grow up spoiled. And the next
yeah.
thing you know, you got trouble on your hands. Well, I think all these different situations have played out in the rap game where you kind of see a little bit of that. Now, y'all managers got to go, oh, you doing too much. Oh, you not paying attention, poopy. Or, oh, girl, you got this, your sister writing your lyrics. You trying to lie to
right,
us.
Right.
It's
right.
just a bunch of things that I'm glad that they're seeing. And I think it'll
yeah.
make kids out there that's trying to get in this entertainment game as well as their managers and parents better for watching the rap game. So. Shout out to JD and the whole rap game, man. I think it's doing a lot of different things for for these kids that's wanting to be in the music industry, because it ain't easy.
Absolutely. No, it's not. And it's doing a lot for people that are trying to get in that's not a child as well, because they're starting to see, like, well, dang, I need to go a little harder, or you know what? He's right about that. There's something you can find in a lesson you can learn in this in each episode, no matter what level or age you are. So it's fun. My sons love it. Like, I've been using it as, like, a little bargaining tool. Like, if you don't get this room clean by this time, you ain't watching Rap Game. And so it's been working for me. And they be on it.
Yep.
Like, okay, well, Mom, we hung up all the clothes. And we, I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
so
nah, it's
cool.
Definitely,
they love it.
They love it, man. It's definitely,
yeah,
you know,
it,
they're feeling it. And I think that it could go on for a few seasons, man.
Yes,
I hope
it could.
That whoever
it really
does
could.
Win, whoever does win, JD takes them to a, you know, a great place in their
yes.
career. And I think it could
yes.
be done all over again. It could be a mini American Idol television show, but in a different format. You know, so
absolutely.
Absolutely, it has a lot of potential, huge
it
potential.
Really does. It does, please. And I like also that it's not too over the top with this. Oh, so and so came by, so and so came by. It's people that you haven't really known. They kind of behind the scenes, you know, like his stylist and whatnot. So I like how not every episode was an Usher or a Luda. You know what I mean? He didn't just flood it with all of the industry homies, even though those he knows them and has these relationships. You know, we haven't seen Queen Latifah come through. You know what I mean? So it's been refreshing to just keep it, allow it to grow as it needed, you know, if that makes sense, you know. Like the focus group, you know, when he had the kids at the table, they were regular kids, and I like that. So, yeah, just wanted to shed more light on that. And again, everybody that's listening to Rap Game does, come on, 2 more episodes left, but you can catch all of the episodes on LifetimeTV.com as well as, I think there's some YouTube clips out there or whatever, but they do show it over and over on Lifetime TV Network, 10 p.m. Eastern on Friday nights, 9 p.m. Central. About to lose my voice. I'm trying to think about what else is to be.
Yeah, man, I was just getting my voice back, actually. That's crazy. I hope I don't sound too crazy on the phone right now.
Do I sound crazy?
I was just getting mine back.
You know, my headset was tripping out for a while. So is my headset okay tonight? Like, what am I doing?
No,
am I okay?
I mean, it sounds fine. I couldn't even
really?
Use my headset tonight. I had it disconnected
okay.
and I forgot to connect it back. So I can't even use my headset tonight. So hopefully you guys were able to hear me tonight.
No, you were great. Heard you loud and clear. And it's been a pleasure, too, as well as giving me. And then I love to hear the football conversation, because I know you're going to bring it on a level in which I can understand, you know, because niggas be arguing all over social media.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be really following. So thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. No problem.
Yeah, thank you for putting in the language I can understand. Well, I think that's pretty much it. Next week we're going to have Shane Hussong, who's an independent artist. His manager actually works with Capitol Records. So he's kind of rolling with a nice team already. Has toured and performed for Shaggy and with Shaggy. And so it'll be exciting to have him on to kind of get that insight. We still have to get Kunna Loud on. Kunna Loud had a whole bunch of Super Bowl parties in which, you know, it was just too much going on. There was no way we could really get an interview with him that we'd like to. We did have DeRoe last week to come and drop a few lines about his new record, Japanese, and he's got a new club joint he'll be dropping in the next few weeks here. One more thing to mention, L.A. Reid dropped a book called Sing to Me. It's like a memoir of his experience, you know, thus far in the industry. What he's done and just some stuff that we don't know about, hidden, you know, photos, everything. And I heard him on an interview today, and it was really dope, that some of the things that he was saying. So I would encourage anybody in the industry to pop that book, read the book. It's called Sing to Me by L.A. Reid. Definitely interesting to hear what he has to say in regards to the TLC, the Toni Braxton, the finances, all of what went down. It's good to kind of see and hear his perspective. I can kind of make sense of it a little more now than I could before, if that makes sense. So, L.A. Reid is phenomenal, and he's somebody that I definitely respect and admire within the industry. And this book is going to be great. So it just came out February, I think the 2nd or the 4th. So check that out. Yeah. And that's it. That's really all I have. I think we've said enough. And
yeah, man,
I'm ready to have a sip of
great,
water.
Great talking about all the important subjects, all the creative, you know what I mean, the in the now topics, you know. Of course, there's a bunch of other shit that we could talk about later on down the line, like the election and what that has to do with, you know. It's a lot going on right now, but we'll get into that in another day. But always good spending time with the fans and the listeners on Wednesday. But yeah, I think we covered some nice topics tonight.
I do too, yay. So you know what? We can actually write our Tula record, the Low Japanese, and we'll do that. So again, we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. You can like our Facebook page, Global 14 The Cut. And we have been going up in the likes. We don't even be soliciting them hoes, though. Like, it's just been coming.
Yeah,
so cool.
You know, it's going to get crazier. So shout out to everybody that's on the... Shout out to everybody that's
right?
catching the wave, you know what I'm saying? Catching the wave.
Right.
This year we're going to be surfing.
I know, and I can't wait. I'm excited just thinking about all that's about to happen, but I do appreciate, I'm glad you said that. Thank you for everybody that tunes in. In fact, there's a guy, Reno Deadly, I did some work with and some shows with and out of Austin, Texas. He's listening, so shout out to you, Reno. Thank you for listening and tuning in and sharing the post, and thank
shout
you
out.
For sharing. Thank you, X Squad DJs and USA All-Star DJs for sharing and tuning in. We appreciate you, and your support is genuine and it's real, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to us. So yeah, at Global 14 The Cut is a Twitter. You can find me on the social networks at Onyx254.
You can hit me up at The Golden Fleece, THA Golden Fleece, on all the social networks as well.
Alrighty, and so that's it. We'll be back next week.
Yes, sir. See you guys Wednesday.
Smoking this weed got me Japanese. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. Smoking this weed got me. Derole music. 6'3 that nigga that they admire. 6'3 that nigga your bitch desire. I don't do big rims no more, I'm tired. I ran through 100 Pirelli tires. Killing shit nigga, I'm Michael Myers. My fans really love me, I get them wired. Congrats to my new bitches, y'all are hired. To all of my old bitches, y'all are fired. And this is like Kanye West through the wire. I mix this shit up like it's jambalaya. I splash every day, I need new attire. My weed get dropped out by an Uber driver. I get high a lot, I'm a frequent flyer. Smoking this shit, I call yoga fire. Everything I spit is fucking fire. If you disagree, you a fucking liar. If you disagree, I don't give a damn. My only real issue is like a sound. I'm lit up, I can't put the Buddha down. Smoking tree off in Hollywood, hookah lounge. Smoking tree should be legalized everywhere. It's the closest thing we got to heaven earth. 7 hoes in the room, I make 7 stir. Tell the club have my table, I'm headed third. At 22, I was a millionaire. I really wish I was a billionaire. Bumpy say I'm sure I'm a trillionaire. They been sleeping on me, fucking grizzly bear. They been sleeping on me, time to wake them up. With no alarm, I just grab them and shake them up. I pull up in valet for 80 bucks. Tell the police stop chasing and hating us. I get capital, not a scavenger. I'm a rapper that's real good at agile. My money, I'm a rapper that's real good at calculus. Play with my money and I will come after you. They say I've been gone, that was temporary. I will be remembered as legendary. Just watch how I re up in January. High as fuck, I've been blowing on Mary Mary. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking and choking, this shit is fire. 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 Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking and choking, this shit is fire. Talking and choking, this shit is fire. Talking and choking, this shit is fire. Talking and choking, this shit is fire. Smoking this weed got me speaking Japanese. If I cannot smoke, then I have to leave. Got all of this jewelry, I'm about to freeze. The police be thinking I'm trapping keys. Them Jordans just drop, I want two of these. On second thought, I need a few of these. Yeah, I am the flyest, I do believe. I'm sick on this mic, it's a new disease. I'm trying to get money in every way. I like doing shows cause it's steady pay. This rapping, I do this shit every day. I got rich off a song by the Chevrolet. The modern day Pennington Hardaway. I think I might buy me a car today. I think I might pull up some Chardonnay and plan me a vacation far away. I plan to one day win me a Grammy, then move to the richest part of Miami. Cause I got the juice, do you understand me? I make these bitches come out their panties. I make these bitches give up the pussy. I've been on this shit, I am not a rookie. I'm across the world, they be trying to book me. Been watching Empire, I need a cookie. It's us, cause the world fuck whoever opposed. Straight out of Texas, I've been on the road. 6'3", that nigga, I'm about to explode. I got on some shoes, they ain't seen what I know. Today was a good day, I'm about to get blowed. I got me some good weed that's already rolled. If you and you smoke with the anything goes. Backwards and papers and cigarette loads. Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking and choking, this shit is fire. 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 Smoking this weed got me Japanese. 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 Choking and choking, this shit is fire. Choking and choking, this shit is fire. Choking and choking, this shit is fire.